I am so special, along with everyone today in our audience watching
Pernit's here in the
special
studio.
Soul Sunday. Hi, Pastor Pernit.
Get my scripture ready for special Soul Sunday.
I've got my show notes.
Don't you want to be special?
Soul Sunday.
Here we are.
Your feel-good ministry from Big Juju
feels
Media.
So good. Oh, wow.
And here are your hosts for Special Soul Sunday, Pastor Pernit Ferner and Pastor Catherine Damiana Malou of Special Soul Sunday.
Pernit likes to do a little Christian dance.
Oh, I am doing my signature dance move.
It makes the devil angry when Pernit's happy. Pernit likes to dance.
Oh, let's kick it. Shake that booty. Oh. You know, on Special Soul Sunday today, we're just spreading the love, and we're spreading it wide.
That's
right. It's all about spreading
the
love wide. And here's the main reason why. We're just going to start off with this right away.
Very important.
There was a coronal mass ejection.
Oh, my Jesus, help us.
And what that is, it's the Satan element in the sun.
Unholy.
Explodes its outer, whatever the outer layer
shell.
Of the sun is.
It's like a shell.
It spits it out. Yeah. It's like it ejaculates it. It spits it out. It's
goodness.
An ejection.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
An ejection
oh,
of solar ejaculation.
Pernit,
struck the earth.
It did.
This
it hit
morning,
it.
9 hours earlier than they thought it was going to hit. And it's affecting Christians everywhere, isn't it, Pastor Pernit?
It is, Pastor Catherine. And this coronal mass ejection is not mentioned in the Bible
it's
everywhere. That's how we know it is the sin element.
It's,
anything that is not in the Bible is sin. Because anything
right.
that is not of faith is sin.
Oh,
and there's nothing in the Bible. There's nothing in the Bible
nothing.
About this.
No.
And that's how we know... It seems real to the world, but
yeah.
it's not real to
That's
Christians.
Right.
It's a fake sun. The sun isn't real. The coronal mass ejection isn't real.
Right.
It's fake. And that's why the fake news is going to report on it
news.
As if it's real, but Christians know better,
mm-hmm.
don't you?
Well, that's what we're talking about today on Special Soul Sunday.
That's right.
The difference between what the world considers real and what God and Jesus
That's right.
consider to be real. And this
here,
coronal
here.
Mass ejection
it is
nonsense
just
is no. I have read the mm-hmm. entire Bible this mm-hmm. morning just before
Good
the show
you,
started.
Catherine. Bless you, Catherine.
I can read fast, mm-hmm. like all Christians who can read the Bible.
Speed
you know,
reading.
You just flip through it,
right?
And you think you know it because isn't that how most Christians read the Bible?
That's right.
They think they know it, but they don't,
Little
and that's
joke.
Why they're not walking in God, and
that's
why they're
right.
going to be fried into a crisp. Like the devil taking a blowtorch to you
Stinky.
Because you're going to fry up
That's
like
right.
a crispy Christian
mm-hmm.
if you believe this solar mass ejection is going to affect your faith
That's right.
in walking in God. I'm just, oh,
well,
wow.
they're going to burn in hell if they believe this
that's
coronal
right.
mass
I'm
ejection. And what that's going to do to all the white people is it's going to fry them up to a crisp and they're going to turn black. They're going to turn black like the soot of Satan.
Oh, my God.
And I want you all to think about that out there, all you white Christians. Do you want to end up looking black as soot?
Oh, dear.
Like Satan.
Oh, dear,
because
dear.
You believe
no,
the
no.
sin
mm-hmm.
of the Son. Not the Son of God. Not the S-O-N
yeah.
Son, but the S-U-N.
Yeah, right.
How many of you think that Son, the S-U-N Son, is real? Well, it's not.
Probably a lot of them.
How many of you think this coronal mass ejection is real?
Tell
or
the truth,
wind,
people.
Or the tides.
Tell the
or
truth.
Or the rain. How many of you think that's real?
It's Be not honest.
Real. It's not real. It is a figment of your imagination, and that is the devil and Satan in hell!
Right.
Demon out!
That's right. Preach it.
Demon out!
Preach it,
It is
Pastor.
Not real. You white Christians are going to fry into a black soot crisp.
I am witnessing that.
And we all know. What that means,
mm-hmm.
don't we? Pernit
is
upset.
This is just bless you, Pastor Pernit. Well, let's read some emergency scripture right here because the last thing we need is white Christians being burned black into soot of Satan.
No, we can't have that.
Because they believe this coronal mass ejection is real. I'm just going to read a few
Catherine,
words here
hurry.
From Job
hurry, hurry, hurry,
4. The,
hurry.
Then,
yes.
I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied,
yes, yes.
If someone ventures a word with you, will you be impatient? But who can keep from speaking?
Pernit's pink squishy.
Think how you have instructed many, how you have strengthened feeble hands.
How many of you white people out there have feeble hands because you reached towards that sunlight in your morning stretchings of that satanic yoga crap that you do?
I got
what
my pink
that
squishy.
Do with Jesus? Nothing. What does your emotional eating or your emotional Stress. Drinking have to do with Jesus? Nothing. What does your emotional gambling problem have to do with Jesus? Nothing. So you have feeble hands.
I've got the colored pens right here. We
and
can whiteboard this.
When you have
this.
Feeble hands, you're going to stumble. You're not going to be strong. You're not going to have girth or width. Girds and widths, because and it goes on to say, but now trouble comes to
I've
you.
I've got the colored
and
markers.
You're discouraged. This is right here in the scriptures.
We're going to chart
I'm
this out.
Literally reading
right.
it. I'm literally reading
the
it.
The Bible
it
is the literal
you
word
you're dismayed.
Of God. That's right.
Should not your piety be confidence in your blameless ways? Your help. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Oh,
I can't go on
Catherine,
reading this
it's
because
just,
it just hits into my authentic
know,
heart
Catherine.
Self, knowing that millions of Christians. White Christians
That's right.
Are going to be fried up into a crisp
oh,
like that black soot
oh, no.
of Satan.
Oh.
How many white people are terrified right now that they're going to turn black,
no.
sooty,
no.
and satanic?
Don't turn black like
because
the
they
soot
believe that
Satan.
The sunburn
That's
is
right.
real.
It's
that
not.
The sun is real, oh. the S-U-N sun, and all kinds of... I just,
That's
oh,
right.
I can barely, you we, know, keep my pace that passeth understanding under my panties.
Oh
I
my
just,
God.
Oh my God.
Little levity there to take the weight off this heavy load we got going. It's, the sun seems to be dumping on you. Don't
That's
parts
right.
of your life seem to be just dumping
That's
all
right.
over you and frying you up
it
into
does.
A black,
it
sooty,
does.
Satanic Chris,
Christian
don't you
victims.
Christians feel like that? Don't you white Christians resent
I am so
anything that isn't
tired.
Like the white light of Jesus?
Oh,
do you know what we're
so
saying
beautiful.
Here? Can you listen between the lines? Can you read between
Come on,
the lines?
People.
Can you read? Do you read your Bible every
God
day? Because it says right here in 2 Kings, for which of us? Asked Jehu.
Jehu said that, yeah.
Now think about that.
That's Jehu,
for which
people.
Of us? Oh. You know how many Christians out there are not in the community
I
of Christians
it.
Who can say us and mean it? What does that mean?
Mm.
For which of us?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It means that which of us?
Mm.
That means you can split up
oh, preach it.
The
yes.
community of Christians and take
that.
One
yeah.
of them out
yes.
and thus destroy the community
yeah.
of Christ. And that's just not
that,
how it works. That gets into separation
that
consciousness.
That is just brilliant. Oh,
that's
I can,
a terrible
can
thing.
You,
most Christians think they can. Be different
right.
than
right.
What Jesus wants them to be. Mm. That's the whole point of this coronal mass ejection. It wants to burn out and fry your mind.
Preach it.
With a Satan fire hell
yes.
demon fire brimstone.
Yes. Raising my hands
well,
up.
I have some good news
oh,
for you.
That was good.
Jesus
yes.
is coming to get you.
Oh.
Coming to get you.
Wow.
Coming to get you.
Right on.
And not this coronal mass ejection
oh.
nonsense of the devil.
Yes.
Right,
so-
Catherine?
Oh, it is so last election, just like
That's
so many
right.
other people right now are so
right.
last election. As it says in 2 Samuel 15,
mm-hmm.
Absalom's conspiracy.
Oh,
now think
that's
about
good.
This. When I read this, I want you to think about the connection,
mm-hmm.
the crystal
Christ-like,
Christ-like Christian
that's
connection
that means.
This
crystal
scripture
means Christ-like.
Has with that coronal mass ejection mm-hmm. because everything has to do with something in the Bible.
It's connected.
Don't forget, I'm going to say that again.
That's
now listen
right.
up because you don't know what I'm going to say.
That's
I'm going to repeat what I just said.
That's so good.
Something
mm-hmm.
has to do with everything in the Bible.
Oh my gosh.
Something in the world has something to do with everything
I'm
in the Bible.
I'm highlighting
now,
that in my Bible with the highlighter.
The coronal mass ejection's mm-hmm. connection to this scripture.
It's not real though. Yeah.
If you have a Bible, please open it now and read along with me.
Let's turn there.
Absalom's conspiracy. In the course of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't it take, let's just stop right there because a lot of people don't get this.
That's
it
right.
took time.
Yep.
For the coronal mass ejection to get here. So these alleged scientists say,
yep,
what do they
yep,
know?
Yep, yep.
In the course of time. So there is a course of time.
It's about
Absalom
that.
Provided himself. Let's stop again. I mean, how many Christians mm. can't provide for themselves?
Oh, that's good.
How many of you white Christians out there.
Listen up, people.
Who aren't listening carefully to what I'm saying from
Listen.
Scripture. Are going to be burned into a black, sooty crisp.
Mm-hmm.
because you're just not Christian. You think you are just because you go sit your fat ass down in church.
Such a sin.
Sit through the whole thing, rolling your eyes.
Sin.
You leave early because you're about to pee out of your coot-coot.
Mm-hmm.
Or fart out your ass.
Oh, that's
now listen to what I'm saying.
So bad.
These are the thoughts
that's
that
right.
run through your mind.
Catherine,
about
trick
that
you.
Person sitting next to
that's
you
right.
on the left, the right, in front or in back of you in church.
Ugh.
You've got these sinful thoughts
Turn
going through your
it.
Mind while you're sitting in church. What does that have to do with providing for yourself?
Pharisees.
I just read it in the course of
she
time.
She just read that.
Absalom provided himself.
Yeah, I know.
Christians just, you know, they're not providing for themselves.
You're
they expect someone else to give them a job.
She's going to go there.
They expect someone else to give them health care.
She's going there.
They expect someone else to take care of their kids.
Mm-hmm.
They expect someone else to give them a great deal on a car that they need to get to that job.
Hypocrites.
They expect someone else to cut their hair
right.
or be their doctor.
Pharisees.
Or do their bills.
Christian hypocrites.
Are always expecting someone else to do something for them because they're not willing to get off their big box ass. And stop using their sinful, dumbass brain
mm-hmm,
to
right.
provide for themselves. Christians, you are on your own in Jesus.
That's right.
And you need to be left alone in Jesus.
That's
so
right.
this coronal mass ejection doesn't burn up the white Christians into a black, sooty crisp.
Oh,
that should be your biggest
that
fear right now.
Just...
Not walking in God.
That's right.
And acting like a total sinner. I'm just saying, okay.
It's very good. That is such good preaching.
Thank
How many
you,
of you
Pastor.
Have? Let's
thank
give a
you.
Good word to God.
Thank
let's
you.
Give some praise
oh,
to
no.
Jesus for
no, don't thank
hearing
me,
about
dear.
That from Christian out
don't
of her mouth
me,
and
dear.
Into your ears
thank
and hopefully
Jesus.
Taking root in the pit of your
mm-hmm.
soul.
Your authentic
all the way down
self.
Into your anus.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that is the root.
Oh, dear.
Do you know that? Do you people even know that?
I am a little embarrassed.
Let's go on with Isaiah 55.
I am blushing.
The invitation to the thirsty. Are you thirsty
my
for God?
My anus is
Are you thirsty for
over
Jesus?
That. I just...
Do you know why you're thirsty? Because you believe the sun is going to dry you out. You
Lubina.
Believe.
That's right.
The mm-hmm. coronal mass mm-hmm. ejection is going to fry your brains. Mm-hmm. You believe.
Yes, yes.
The fire is going to make you turn from a white Christian
yes.
to a black, sooty piece of Satan crisp.
Raising
you believe
my,
the fires of
hands.
Hell are going to
yes.
burn you up
yes,
and
yes.
make you
Preach
not
it.
Understand
Preach
what it,
it
is like to be in the fire. Right?
Mm.
Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting in the fire.
In that
and
furnace.
Once there was a few people,
mm-hmm.
and then there was one more.
One more showed
that's
up.
When Jesus came together.
I remember that
Jesus
part of the story.
Jesus went into the fire,
mm-hmm.
and he pulled out his sacred vestal vestments.
That's right.
And he clothed them in a robe.
They had
that
like
was
a
colorful.
Comforting
and then
time.
He took them out on
mm-hmm.
the chariot,
yeah.
and he gave thirsting
it was
thirst
the Christ-like
to quench
wisdom.
The thirst
yes.
of the thirsty.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go on here now.
All right. I've got it here. I'm going to
okay.
Start this off. I'll let you finish it up,
invitation
Pastor. So the
to
invitation
the
to the thirsty.
Isaiah 55.
Oh, how many of you can come? You
oh,
know,
my.
How many of you can arrive at something?
That's
Get
right.
your mind out of the gutter. How many of you people out there listening can come?
Come here.
And arrive.
Come here.
Can you come and arrive?
Come
all
here.
You who are thirsty, come to the water.
Come here.
And
come
you
here,
who
Christians.
Have no money, come buy and eat.
Come, Christians.
Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost.
That's good.
Why spend money on what is not bread?
That's right.
And your labor on what does not satisfy. Listen to me. Listen to me. And eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest affair. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. I bet a lot of people out there can't come and arrive because they're not endowed with splendor. I'm just saying, you white Christian men out there, you couldn't come and arrive because you don't have an endowment of splendor. It's just, I'm a real woman and I know what I'm talking
well,
about.
That's right, because
you sinners.
That's right. In the other part of Isaiah, when it's talked about the future glory of Zion in Isaiah 54, sing, O barren woman.
I'm going to whiteboard this
you know,
one.
You were talking
okay.
about the men who can't come and arrive because
that's
they're not
right.
endowed, but here it's talking about barren women. And
so
people
many
think the Bible doesn't talk about
come
sex.
And arrive.
Well, don't you think we came from somewhere? We came from sex.
That's right.
We already know from Genesis that Adam and Eve had three kids.
That's right.
Cain, Abel, and Seth.
Now think about this,
from
people.
From which the rest of the entire population of humanity came forth.
Everyone.
Now, think about that, you Christians out there who are terrified of losing your white skin and turning black soot and Satan from the coronal mass ejection.
God forbid.
You all came from Cain, Abel, and Seth and Adam. And one woman had all those kids.
God bless
America.
Now think about that. That's right.
How could one woman have all those kids if she was only with Adam and Cain, Abel, and Seth? Well, it was incest.
God bless America.
It was incest.
God bless the United
States. All Christians are born from incest.
I pledge allegiance.
That's why they can't read the Bible,
because
they don't have. You know, they have that like they can't pay attention long enough.
States of America.
And if they do, they don't even understand
it. That's right.
And that's why we've got some of the dumbest people in church these days.
Listen up,
people. And they call themselves Christians, and they're pathetic sinners.
Walmart shoppers.
Who don't understand Isaiah 54 when it says, "Sing, oh barren woman." How many barren women out there?
All the Trump
voters. And it could
be
barren in your womb, or barren in your bank account, barren in your love life, barren in your work and career.
In their politics.
Barren in your health and wellness.
Because they voted for Trump.
If you've got barren going on, that means it's like dry as the desert. There's no water of the soul, of life, of the spirit, because water is the spirit of God, of Jesus.
Bone dry.
Water is the thing that will put out this coronal fire mass ejection. Are you following how Pernit is connecting the dots with bibliotactics and cross-citation? Water will put out the fire. Water will put out the fire of the barrenness. Sing,
so
barren woman, you who never bore a child.
Burst
into song. Burst like the fire burst forth. Shout for joy, because the joy that the water is going to cool down your scintillating, burning skin when that fire comes in. You who were never in labor, those
Praise
who don't have
Jesus.
A job, because you feel the fire burn up your career and your bank account because you were never in labor, because more of the children of the desolate woman. Desolate woman. Women are supposed to be fertile. The feminine spirit and soul of Jesus.
Grab the girl.
And we're not talking about a drag queen.
No,
we're not talking about that.
Please.
We're not talking about that. The desolate woman, then, of her who has a husband, says the Lord.
Not the liberals.
It's all right here in the Bible.
That's right.
That's why you don't have to be afraid about this coronal mass ejection.
Well.
Because you are not barren. You are filled with the water of the soul of the spirit of Jesus Christ.
And you don't hear the Democrats talking about this kind of stuff, do you?
No.
That's right. You know why? Because that's what they think of it. They think it's stuff.
Just a bunch of stuff.
S-T-U-F-F. I'll let you come up with your own acronym for that.
S-T-U-F-F.
I'll wait.
Stuff.
S-T-U-F-F.
Yeah.
Sometimes unbelievable finds faint.
Think about that.
Sometimes.
That's really good.
Unbelievable finds.
I'm going to whiteboard that.
Faint. What does that mean if you've got stuff in your life? You know, liberals and Democrats. And people who look like they've been burned black by the Satan fire.
I've got colored markers for this whiteboard.
They've got a lot of stuff going on in their life,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do. That's right.
Instead
they do.
Of, I won't say it on the air, but, well, maybe I will say it on the
Just
air.
Just say it.
You know, some people say you got a lot of shit going on.
Be honest and tell
and
the
that's
truth.
What the sinners say. Sinners use the word shit.
Tell the truth.
And it's so unchristian. Mm-hmm. It's so unholy to say shit.
The truth is set you free.
And just because you have thoughts that are worded in various ways that you, I've got shit going on in my life. I think I'm the shit.
Stuff.
I'm not going to get shit done today.
Stuff again.
This food tastes like shit.
S-T-U-F-F.
You look like shit in sitting in the pew in front of me in this church.
Stuff.
It smells
stuff.
Like shit stuff. In this church. These are stuff. Thoughts that run through the minds of sinners out there. Who are going to be burned to a black crisp.
That's right.
From this coronal mass ejection.
Because
you're not paying attention.
Yes.
To the point that I'm trying to make here.
Stuff. It's all about stuff.
Sometimes unbelievable finds faint. In Proverbs 28, the wicked man
unbelievable
flees.
Finds faint.
Though no one pursues. But the righteous are as bold. as a lion.
A malicious man disguises himself with his lips.
It has many rulers, but a man of understanding and knowledge maintains order.
He harbors deceit.
A ruler who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain that leaves no crops. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law resist them.
His malice may be concealed by deception.
How much imagery in there have we got? What is he saying there?
We're saying two things.
The wicked man.
Two things.
The righteous, the bold, the lion.
The rebellious.
Okay, we've got the lion, the country, rebellious. Many rulers.
Yep, that's right.
Oppresses the poor, the rain. We've got the rain.
Water coming down.
Desert. What does the desert need but rain?
Here we go again.
We don't need a wicked man flying through the air.
No.
Pursuing his offshore real estate deals.
No,
are
no.
you connecting the dots here?
Yes.
When a country is rebellious against the United States and America.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have many rulers. And how many people in this current administration consider themselves a ruler?
Apparently know it.
And they're not driving rain that leaves the crops.
If anyone turns a deaf ear to the law.
They're not following the law that
praises
the wicked.
Here's prayers are detestable.
They're not keeping the law to resist the evil men who do not understand justice. Okay. Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a rich man whose ways are perverse.
Yeah.
And that's what's in the White House.
I like that one.
A rich man whose ways are perverse. Okay, it's just, there you go. Coronal mass ejection.
Mm-hmm.
And look what we've got in the White House. Someone who thinks the whole universe and all the planets revolve around him and his stupid family.
That's right.
Unchristian is that? How unbiblical is that? No wonder the sun has exploded, sending its fire, flames, and fury.
Open for me the
gates
of
righteousness. To burn the white Christians into black soot of Satan.
They're not
because
like
they're
that.
Not following the Bible, and they voted for the wrong person to be the president of the United States.
Well,
you because
know,
it, as it continues in Proverbs 28, he who keeps the law is a discerning son, but a companion of gluttons disgraces his father.
Mm-hmm.
They're a bunch of fat ass gluttons in the White House.
Well, that's
that's my Christian freedom of speech. Oh, I tell you.
It may be, you know, freedom of speech, but that's unchristian language, Catherine. We need to get back to the Psalms. I'm going to read from the Psalms of Wah, Heth, Yod, and Lamed. This has to do with cross-citation. Now, this is going to sound like it's out of order, but we're going to tie it all together
in the end. This is so unique,
in Wah, in Psalm 119, under the Wah, it says, "May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord." And then in Heth, it says, "You are my portion, O Lord." In the Yod, it says, "Your hands made me, formed me." In Lamed, it says, "Your word, O Lord, is eternal." So let's look at that. I'm going to read it all together now. This is the Holy Revelation point of the scripture today on Special Soul Sunday.
Listen,
do you want to be a special soul, people? Do you want to rise up and have the revelation come to you? Do you want to be walking in love and walking in God and walking in Jesus and walking with Jesus and God and Pernod and Catherine? We're at Special Soul Sunday to be the special soul and not be fried up like a black sooty crisp.
He's going to wrap it up now.
Right? So let's go. I'm going to read it all together now. Now, listen in. Take it in.
Try to pay attention.
Let this water
Christians.
Of scripture pour down your gullet and do not be filleted or splayed or sliced open like a codfish.
Mm-hmm, or a chicken.
Instead,
you know?
Take it in like a holy cow, sucking on the teat of Christ and being filled with the milk and honey of God, Jesus.
Holy imagery.
And here it says in Psalms, "May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord. You are my portion,
highlight
O Lord.
This in your Bible,
your
people.
Your hands made me and
take
formed
that
me.
Take that yellow
your word,
or
O Lord,
pink highlighter
coming.
And highlight these
and now we read the
words
second
that he's saying right now.
Across
okay.
Of the wall Heth Yod.
Those are the instructions.
Your salvation
take out your
to
highlighter.
Your I have promised to
color
obey your
in
word.
Your Bible so it looks like a little coloring book for 3-year-olds. And that way it'll stand out for
all
you.
Generations.
Okay.
See, most people read the Psalms.
That's right.
Straight down.
Did you get everything that he said?
Cross-citation across the Psalms.
Are you getting everything that he's saying? Because
the hidden meaning
I know a
that
lot of people aren't going to get
this. Hidden.
That's right. They're hidden.
In the Bible. So that the Pharisees and wicked sinners
he just told you where they were hidden.
Decipher
did
it.
You did you get the secret
to Pernia.
Did you miss the secret?
Now, let's go down to the third one.
Okay, well, keep paying attention.
Do not snatch the word of truth from him. I'm reading from Psalms 119 in the Wah. Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps
highlight that
to your
one because you don't consider your ways.
I know, O Lord, that your laws
you
are righteous.
There.
You see how this connects? Your laws endure to this day. See, when you read it like that, there is a connection.
Let's read the fourth one down. I'm in Psalm 119.
I really hope you're getting this, you Christians.
This is Psalm 119:44.
There we go.
Under the wall. Mm-hmm. I will always obey your law forever and ever.
Yes.
I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands.
Mm-hmm.
See that connection? May your unfailing love be my comfort according to your promise to your servant.
1, 2, 3, 4. If your law had not been my delight,
I would have perished in my affliction. Mm. That's the point, right?
Amen.
There.
This
episode of Special Souls Sunday.
Post amen.
You would have perished in your affliction.
It would have
perished.
Died. Yeah.
Do you want this coronal mass ejection to cause you
dead.
To perish? Do you want your white skin, blessed
God.
By Jesus,
that's
to perish and turn black, soot, and Satan-like?
God forbid.
No, you don't want that. You don't want that. That is filth and sin. Now let's read these straight through, and
is
hopefully you will get a bigger,
in, people,
deeper connection.
Can you? Are you
to this
moved
scripture.
At all? I just
in
oh,
Jesus' name.
Jed lumps.
Pre-amen. And
pre-amen.
Then after I read it, we'll do a post-amen.
Right.
So
yeah.
Pre-amen.
Okay. Pre-amen.
May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord. You are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to obey your words. Your hands made me inform me, give me understanding to learn your commands. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. Stands firm in the heavens. I'm just going to end it right there because I think what we
amen.
Need to do now, Catherine, is give these Christians time to take it in with Pernod and send in all your money.
Let that
to Special Souls Sunday
right.
because we can use that money to buy all kinds of emergency medical supplies for the burn victims we know are going to be out there because God knows a Christian can't pass up the chance to be a Christian victim and, you know, go waddling
that's
into
right.
the, or whimpering in or crawling in or be pushed into an emergency room.
In a hospital.
Being the Christian victim.
With no insurance.
And say, I wish I had some victory,
pathetic.
But I got no time to read my Bible this morning. I didn't pray to Pernod and Catherine. I didn't listen to Special Souls. I'm a Christian victim. The sun burnt my white skin to a black sooty crisp.
Blah, blah,
and here
blah.
I am in the emergency room with no health care, no food stamps,
no money,
no social security.
Because they're not
no
millionaires.
No that. Entitlement. Whitewashed tombs covering dead man bones, you Pharisees and hypocrites. Woe be unto you wicked
He's
sinners who voted
it
for
all
Trump.
Together.
You don't have any jobs. Well, create your own jobs.
That's right.
No one come to put me in the pool. This is just like the man at the pool
Bethesda.
Of Bethesda. No one will put me in the pool.
Oh.
What did Jesus say to him? Get up!
Get up.
And take your bed with you.
Oh.
All you Trump voters. Create your own jobs.
Get so...
And pay yourself.
Feisty
Get your own health care.
Oh.
And pay yourself. Don't burn from the sun's corona mass ejection. And stay white and pristine like the light of Jesus.
This,
on Special Souls Sunday.
This preaching today, it's just making my titties hard as pencil nibs. And God did create our bodies, so all of you out there who think I just sinned again can stick it.
That's right.
God created our genitals, our
Everything.
Breasts, our butts,
our hair,
our penises, our
cheeks,
as well as our arms and legs. You don't have a problem talking about your mouth.
Earlobes.
You don't have a problem talking about your knees or your toe.
Your chin.
Or your ear.
Your double chin.
Why do you have a problem talking about other parts of the body?
Your
because
belly.
The sin of Satan has burned you up like a coronal mass ejection.
Got
and that's
him
not
again.
Very Special Soul Sunday,
got
is
to him
it?
Again. That's right. The devil got to you again. And you can't let the devil get to you again. And you know why? Because you're going to burn up like a crisp.
Oh,
and you know,
fries
you can't
are up.
Make people love you who don't want to be loved.
That's right.
You can't make people be holy who don't want to be holy. You can't make people follow Jesus who don't want to follow Jesus.
I like this, too.
And Pastor Catherine, Pastor Perner, no, we can't make you listen to Special Soul Sunday if you don't want to be a special soul on Sunday. With Jesus and God and Perner and Pastor Catherine here while we talk about sin and sending all your money.
Special
and Jesus is coming
Sunday.
To get you
that's right.
with the chickening and the chickening while you're eating your chicken
oh, that's
out there.
Right.
Don't smell your fingers now, but just keep eating that chicken.
Don't do you're that.
Like digging your fingers into the sweaty, sick chicken meats.
That's right.
And spreading the chicken meats all over your face.
All
and
over
the shoving
kids
the chicken
faces.
Into your face and
yeah.
smelling your fingers. That's don't smell your fingers now. That's sin.
Don't
fail.
God,
demon
don't,
out.
Don't smell your fingers. Don't stick your fingers up your nose. Don't sit on your fingers. Those things are filthy. until you get them baptized in the water and the soul and spirit of Christ.
Praise Jesus
on Special Soul Sunday. God damn it.
That's right. And with the chickening, remember, you can eat the chicken, but you're not the chicken.
That's right.
You're eating the chicken in the chicken, but you're not the chicken. And
you
that's
eat the chicken, but
which
you're
is
not
different
the
from
chicken.
The holy chicken bunny.
That's not a chicken bunny. No, it's not the chicken bunny. So send in all your money.
Send
people.
In all
We've
your
got
money.
Christian victims to save.
That's right.
Who can't afford health care because, you know, they just don't know how to take care of themselves.
Oh,
that's
no.
a victim. We're sending the money in for Christian victims. Okay? Just send it in.
Christians need gentle, caring health care.
Thank you for listening to Special Soul Sunday.
He's talking
Sunday.
Over me again.
Join
it happens
next
every
time
single time.
On Special Soul Sunday on Big Juju Media.
Apparently wasn't doing preaching.
I'm done with this. You do that every single time.